This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Day 73. We were sailing through a huge hurricane when a massive wave hit us. Why did I try to sail through this storm? I was hoping to get back home in 80 days, but that seems impossible now. I must make sure my crew is okay. I need them now more than ever. Okay.
Oh, ouch, my arm. Passepartout, are you okay down there?
Oh, where am I? Who am I?
You're Passepartout. You're on a yacht and we were hit by a big wave.
Oh, yes. I knew that, of course. A big wave. Let me just get up. Oh, my legs. Right, I need to inspect the damage.
Well, Peggy the parrot seems okay.
Oh, hooray. Well, the sat-nav is still working, but there's a tear in the front sail and everything in the galley is underwater.
I'm so sorry. I wanted to carry on through the storm, but I was wrong.
It's okay, Phil. I thought you were very courageous, very brave. Look, we're still alive. We've just got to get back to London, and with the money you'll get, you can enjoy living the rest of your life.
Oh, Sophia, thank you. I'm so glad we found you.
You won't be going anywhere with this damage.
But we must try, Passepartout. Never give up. I don't know where all my courage and determination has come from, but I like it. We are now sailing across the Atlantic. It doesn't seem as big and scary anymore. We've sailed past the Azores. We couldn't stop to have a rest. And now we're not far from the coastline of Britain, but we've run into some thick fog and we can't see where we're going. I can hear the foghorn of a lighthouse, but we're all so tired and weary and exhausted from our trip that we're all falling asleep.
Something. We're sinking.
Oh no, look, water. Abandon ship, abandon ship. Get the life belts.
Quick, set off one of those emergency flares. We need help.
Oh no, the mermaid is sinking. Farewell. We've failed to get back home in 80 days. Disaster. We didn't reach the pub in London on time and we've lost Tom's yacht. The yacht I was supposed to win and then sell to make some money. But we're alive and we've been rescued by a lifeboat. It's taking us to shore where we can make our way to the station, catch a train to London and hopefully meet our friends in the Horse and Groom pub.
Phil, goodness, we'd forgotten all about you. And you, Pete.
We've been sailing around the world for 80 days. We've nearly faced death and you have forgotten about us?
Oh, he's just joking. It's great to see you again. Let me get you a drink and you can tell me all about your adventure. But hold on, who's your new companion?
This is Sophia. We met her in Saint-Thomé and she's helped us sail around the world.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Sophia.
Oh, sorry we're a day late.
A day late? You mean it's day 81? Oh, well, in that case, the yacht is still mine. A bet is a bet.
Ah, well, about that. Your yacht, the Mermaid, she's wonderful. I mean, she was wonderful. We had an accident. We hit some rocks and sank.
You're joking.
He's not. We sank off the coast of Cornwall this morning.
Well, Tom wasn't pleased to hear the news about his yacht. I was hoping to win our bet, but here we are with no yacht and no money. And I have to write a story about how we failed to sail around the world in 80 days.
Excuse me, can everyone stop talking for a moment? I have an important announcement. I've just double-checked our route on the computer and I realised that at 0 degrees west and 0 degrees east, we crossed the international date line.
Oh, yeah, very interesting, Pete, but so what?
Well, when you cross that line, you gain an extra day. That means today is only day 80. Not day 81.
You're right, Passepartout. Today is day 80. We're on time. What would I do without you?
So does that mean Phil has won the challenge after all?
Well, I suppose so. You went around the world in 80 days, but did you stop to collect the things on your challenge list?
We got them all. Look, mourner music from Cape Verde, cacao beans from São Tomé, Bourbon Pointu coffee from Reunion Island, a conch shell from, we don't know where really, a savvy mask from Papua New Guinea, and a pahu drum from Tahiti.
Oh, impressive. Congratulations, but I'm afraid you still don't get a prize. That was my yacht, and you sank it.
It's okay. I don't really need it. I've decided there's something much more important. Sophia, I am so glad we rescued you. I've grown very fond of you and I don't want to lose you. I know it's going to be complicated, but will you marry me?
Oh, gosh! Well, yes! You're my hero! Give me a kiss.
Oh, dear. I suppose I get to keep the parrot.
Dear Diary, my adventure is going to make a great story. I'm hoping to sell lots of books this time. Sometimes you need a big adventure to change your life. Even when your journey doesn't go to plan, you just learn so much. Luckily for me, I've won a great prize. A loyal friend in Passepartout, and Sophia, a new friend and wife. It's good to be home.